Gemara on Laman of Abayis is discussing the danger of snakes, in that if you have an uncovered liquid left overnight, as an example, that we're afraid that perhaps a snake will release its venom into that liquid and you're not allowed to drink from it. So the Gemara gives many examples of different issues, one of them being the kutach, which is a sort of a creamy dip, where Rav Menashe says, Amar Rav Menashe, I is be nikure chashinan. If you see indentations in it look like snake bites, then we have to be concerned. And Rav Ashi says, Amar Rav Ashi, Vehuda Avid, I'm sorry, Rav Chia, Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Shmuel, Pita ina inbo mishum giloi. That the opening, the natural opening of a fig, is not subject to this prohibition. Meaning we're not concerned that where there is the opening of the fig, that the snake inserted its venom into that spot. Tosos, Tir Masal Pitana says, Vada Minam Per Kama the Chulin, Ra'at Sipur Menakir Bateina, Choshin Shem Makov Nakev, Neker Vasur. That if you see a bird that's pecking at a fig, we have to be concerned that it's pecking at the spot where the snake had already put venom inside, that the hole came from that. So how do we understand that within our Gemara? So the Gemara, so Tosos answers, Shiny Hasam Dika Ryusa Dinikura. So the case of Chulin is different, because there, it's the hole is a weakness, meaning it's unnatural. But here we're talking about the natural hole from the fig where it breaks off from the stem, so that's different. The Gemara, after going through a whole discussion about the different types of snakes and different types of venom, etc., and not giving that those liquids to your animals or your friends' animals to drink either, it gets back to a much more halachic issue regarding yayin nesach and stam yinam. Of course, this comes up nowadays regarding yayin mevushal. We'll also soon see the need to have a seal or double seal for kashrus purposes. So the Gemara on the very bottom goes into detail the three types of yainos. The first is only one that appears on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The next appear on Lamed Alf Lamed Alf. But anyway, the Gemara says, Amar Avasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Shosha Yenosein. There are three categories of wine in regards to getting them from non-Jews. And the first, which we'll discuss now, is Yayin Nesach. So in the Yayin Nesach Asur B'Hana, that Yayin Nesach, which is used to be poured onto an idol, it's used for Avodah Zarah, is Asur B'Hana, and it's also, we're machmir regarding its level of Tumum, Bitame Tuma Chamur B'Chazayis, and it has a very strict level of Tuma, in that it could give off Tuma through just the Chazayis worth. We'll see in Tosos that with regarding other Isurim, it could be more than a Chazayis. And we have to understand, again, regarding the level of Tumah, we'll see later on in the Gemara that it's very much similar to that Tumah of a mace, in that it could make a person, a utensil, a food, anything of those nature, and if you're under the same ohel as the Yayin Nesach, that it has a very strong level of Tumah, similar to Tumah's mace. So Tosas, the Ramasu Metame Tumah Chamur B'Chazayis, points out that there's a difference regarding the issue of Yayin Nesach compared to Nevela regarding Tumah. Afilu Beis Hillel, Devar Revius Perkamotzi Yayin, Gabe Nevelos. So Beis Hillel, who says, Gemara and Shabbos regarding Nevelos, that the shear for contracting Tumah is a Revius, not a Kazayis. The Kamar Af Kishetamu Beis Hillel, Lotem El Revius Hoel Vayachol Likrosh, Velamon Kazayis Hacha Modu Desagi Vazayis. So even though he would say that by Nevela, the shear is a Revius, over here, he would be moda that Kazayas is the proper shear for Yayin Nesach. Obviously, the question is, what's the difference? So Tosos explains, the hoel of an eser mitam tegroves mitam kazayas kamo zemach. So because, since over here we're dealing with idol worship and a sacrifice given over to idol worship, to Avodah Zarah, so we're going to say that you can become impure with the contact of only a Kazayas of Yayin Nesach, just like a sacrifice.